Thursday, I hope you have a lovely day as we continue on with the teachings all around your frustrations. So yesterday I asked you two questions. The first one was, who would you be without these frustrations and what would you do without these frustrations? And what I meant by that is, sometimes frustrations and irritations can cause stress in the body, and as a result of that, they can stop us actually being the person we want to be. So we might want to feel more at ease, more flow, more happy, joyful, fun, you know, energized, and we're not. And also these feelings and energies within our body can actually stop us from doing the things that we want to do. So today it's all about looking at how we release these frustrations, because on Monday I got you to think about what your frustrations were. Tuesday I got you to look at where the source of these frustrations were coming from. And then what I got you to do yesterday was to answer those questions. So you've been kind of building up a momentum with all of this and getting very, very clear of where you are in your, I suppose, your perception of this and in your view of what's going on for you. So when we look at ways to release frustrations, not everything works for everybody. So what works for me may not work for you, and vice versa, as I always say. So it's about trying to find what does work for you. So I suggested the other day about getting out a piece of paper and writing out what your frustrations are. I feel like this is very beneficial because sometimes, and often more so, when we put pen to paper and allow ourselves to do free writing. So, you know, you might just start off at the top of the page with, my frustrations are, and then you might be, I'm feeling this way because, or I need to release these frustrations because, and something else you could write as well is, what am I going to do next? And when you just put a statement like that across the top of a piece of paper and allow yourself to write, it's amazing what stuff comes out, actually from your subconscious mind as well as the conscious mind, stuff that might have been held back there. So when you're in that process of free writing, it really is very beneficial. So something you could do is, you know, even at your desk and work, instead of taking your hour lunch break, if you get an hour lunch break, is say, okay, I'm going to do this free writing for like 15 minutes, you know, maybe I'll eat my lunch at my desk. If you get time at home, you could light a candle, put on some relaxation music and do it then. Even at a weekend, you know, if you're busy with children, some people are, you know, if you have a time maybe where they're out or something's going on, you could take that space for yourself. Or when they're gone to bed in the evening. It's about carving out the space and not making excuses for it, but actually finding the time to do it. So I really do think writing is very, very helpful. The other thing is keeping an eye on your frustration. So, you know, like I was saying, some of these things can actually be nearly dormant in your system, but they're creating a lot of very pent up energy, and it's very important to be able to release that. So you could do this through even meditation, you know, just sitting in and breathing and really feeling into your body and feeling where that frustration is. Is it held in your chest with anger? Is it in your stomach with anxiety? Is it in your legs with a feeling of uneasiness, or, you know, you can't sit still? And or is it just in your mind that it feels like it's going to blow up? It's important to, you know, be keeping a sense of where you're at with these. And those kind of techniques of breathing into where it is in your body can be done anywhere at any time. Again, we're trying to make these things easy for you to be able to do so that you don't use an excuse not to do it. I also suggested the other day, which might seem a bit extreme, but can be very good, of getting a pillow and punching it or screaming at the top of your lungs, whatever works for you. You might want to go and run. You might want to walk, you know, actually walk the energy out of you. You might want to talk to somebody about it, or, I mean, professionally, or like somebody you can trust in your life. Or you might do other things like releasing through, you know, craniosacral therapies, through acupuncture, through Reiki healing, through bioenergy healing, through meditation classes, through an aerobics class, something that allows it to leave the body, but actually by doing it to release the energy from yourself. It's so interesting, I'm actually doing this today. Always when I do a recording, something has happened that day that'll always fit in with the theme I'm going to be recording about. So I went today to have craniosacral therapy and acupuncture done. And I used to get this done a lot, but I haven't had it done for years. And it was just so good because I was focusing on the surgery I'm having next week and just about some fears, you know, around going in for surgery in general, but more so because of a major surgery I had when I spoke about this before, when I was about 23. And at the time I was 23, I just wanted to get in, get it done. It was quite significant surgery, so I did have a good long recovery period after it. But at that age, I was just more concerned of, you know, getting back out and having fun with my friends and that kind of thing. But a lot actually was going on in my life at that time. And because I've been coming up to this period of having surgery, it's brought up a lot of the memories of that time and everything. And I started to go, God, there really was a lot of stress going on, a lot of difficulties going on. And it feels like actually some of that is still in my system that needed to be released. So while I went today to release just fear, you know, around the surgery and stuff like that, and just wanting to relax more, I actually released a huge amount from that time, and probably anger, frustration, you know, upset and things like that, not relating to the surgery, but actually relating to the stuff that would have been going on that probably caused me to get sick at the time. So it's really interesting because we just release it. And, you know, actually I did, like I said, cranio and acupuncture, but the cranio, you can literally feel it move through the body. So we do store these things in our body, and we do store old trauma. So what is a small frustration today, if it's not dealt with, where does it go in 10 years? It mightn't be, somebody said something to you that annoyed you, and it was pretty trivial and it frustrated you. But if you never deal with your frustrations, they just build and build and build and build and build and build, and then you're left with this overflowing frustration and you can't even remember when it started. That's the place where I don't want you to be. So pick something and some way that you're going to release this. Are you going to write? Are you going to meditate? Are you going to have a bath and visualize yourself just breathing out all of the frustration? But like I said at the start of the week, acknowledging it is really the first step. So I'd love you to be able to connect in with that and see how you feel, and also see what you're going to do around that as well. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.